Blog Talk Radio.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on the pros. You want to join the conversation, gotta pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the man keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, or clay. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. If when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
Shall be done. What's going on, party people? You got the mayor in the building. TQ Palace Radio, man. After further reviews in your ear one more time. Tuesday, you know how we do it, man. Summer, man. Summer's basically a wrap, you know what I mean? Get your last little things in and all that, man. I hope everybody had the Labor Day situation and enjoyed themselves and the family and the weather and all of that. We back in the building, man. It's Tuesday, man, September 3rd, 2013. We got the mayor in the building, man, GQ Palace, after further review. 646-200-3838 is the mass. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. We got a lot of stuff popping off tonight, man. We got the NFC picks. We did the AFC last week. We got the NFC picks popping off today. I just wanted to set the show off right, man. Big up to everybody, man, in the situation, man. GQ Palace Radio, man. My man Rich, man. You know what it is. Mr. Vina holding it down. Yeah, Labor Day was cool, man. You know, had a good time and all that, man. Got to really kick some sports conversation, man, with some older heads, man. And it was really cool, man. I enjoyed conversating with them, man, because, you know, they can kind of, like, really build and take it there to a next level where it's like conversations now with people in the games that you've seen, you know, you have your own opinion on, but you can just really just take it in from hearing older people talk about watching Jackie Robinson play and watching Jim Brown play and things of that nature. So I really, really got, you know, I got it in. You know what I mean? It was cool that I could hang out and kick it with them, and they knew what I was talking about, and they respected me, and they cipher. You know what I mean? So shout out to my man holding it down and doing the things. And I really, really enjoyed that conversation. But here we are, man. Back in the building one more again, man. Tuesday night, man. You know what it is, man. It's going down tonight, man. Over the weekend, college football season started. You know, Johnny Manziel, once again, the lead story and all of that. He got suspended for a half a game against Rice. And I didn't think it was much to do about nothing. You know, the NCAA had to save face, so they had to do something. They couldn't just let him play without giving him a slap on the wrist, and that's exactly what they did. But I don't see what the big to-do is about Johnny Manziel. It's going to be like if he has bad breath, they're going to slap a 15-yard penalty on him. You know, what is he supposed to do when he's being taunted? You know what I'm saying? He's supposed to just, you know, bury his head in the sand and hide and be like, oh, my goodness, you know what I mean? I'm a marked man, and I can't say nothing to defend myself. And everybody has their own opinions and situations and assumptions about what happened when he walked past his coach, and it wasn't nothing like that. So Coach Kevin Sumlin even said it, you know what I mean, from Texas A&M. He was like, I don't know what the situation is. People see something that really wasn't anything. His best response was a non-response. So I don't understand why, you know, people would like to say, well, he ignored his coach, and that's another, you know, sign of him being a bad person and whatever, and that's not the case at all. Leave Johnny Manziel alone, because he's doing his numbers. Yeah, man, so we're here in the building, man, one more again, making it happen, man. Yeah, so they should just really, really just not even bother with him. Just let him play. Let him play his game and let him do what he's going to do, man, because, you know, he's going to take care of his business regardless. Yeah, so that's basically going down with that, man. So we here, man, on Tuesday. One more again, man. And Yeah, James is the kid from Florida State. Did his thing last night against Pittsburgh, man. I mean, Pittsburgh wasn't really nobody that they should really have been in fear of. But the kid in his first college game, he really set it off, and I think that Florida State might do some things right now. Now they've been relying on that quarterback now, and he had a good game, Jameis Winston. And we'll see, you know. If he tears up the rest of the ACC like he did last night, a lot of teams are going to have a lot of problems. But I'm not really worried about any other team right now. I'm worried about my Miami Hurricanes. We did our numbers. We got a big game coming up on Saturday against number 12 Florida. And Duke Johnson is going to be the man. And if you don't realize it yet, you better act like you know. Miami Hurricanes, you know, people don't want to give my team respect because we went through that thing with the NCAA. But we're not even worried about that right now. You know, we're so far past that. We got Stephen Morris, quarterback, Heisman Trophy candidate. Everybody's a Heisman Trophy candidate at this point in the season. Duke Johnson, again, he had 186 yards their last game that they played over the weekend. So Miami is making a move, and hopefully that this game against Florida, we can really, really show that we're for real. And, you know, I mean, I like Florida. Florida's a good team, but I'm not really in fear of them. Miami Hurricanes are my team. They've been my team forever, and they're going to be my team. And I'm looking forward to us making some noise and getting a BCS bowl. We here, man. Tuesday night, another number, 646-200-3838. Yeah, we talked about James's and Florida State. Alabama did their thing, you know. I mean, everybody did their thing, you know. Except there was a couple of upsets, you know, that nobody saw coming. It had to be one. Everybody wasn't going to win their games. And that's just the bottom line. Everybody wasn't going to win. And, you know, the usual suspects won. Alabama won. Ohio State beat Buffalo 40-20. Oregon rolled over Nichols State. The best game of the weekend, I mean, you know, the Georgia-Clemson game was a good game. Taj Boyd did his thing. And there might be some questions now about Murray, the quarterback for Georgia, because it seems like that he shrinks in the big spots. Texas A&M won their game over Rice. Florida beat Toledo. All the usual suspects won. Notre Dame beat Temple. Oklahoma won. That's for Slate right there. Michigan won. That's for my man Ziggy right there. Nebraska and Wyoming, that was a good game over the weekend if people were paying attention to that. Nebraska won 37-34. Oregon State, ranked number 25, they lost to Eastern Washington 49-46. So, yeah, it was an upset, you know, down in the numbers and all that. But we here, and I hear the bell, so that's the first call. We got a tie in the building, so we're going to take it in alphabetical order. S comes before Z. So I'm going to bring my man Slate and welcome him to the bigger show. Slate, what's good? Welcome, my G.
What's going on, fam? How are you?
Everything's everything, man, on a Tuesday, man. Everything's everything. Hold on right quick. Yo, Ziggy, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show, man.
What's going on?
Ain't nothing.
Almost football. It's almost here.
Yeah, it's almost here. Hey, Slate, what's good, my dude?
Same old. Just chilling. Loving the college football thing.
That's what it is. Did you see what your team did over the weekend?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, yeah,
it's the first game. I mean, you play Louisiana Monroe. You know what I mean? We could have beat them in the parking lot. But I mean, it's like, you know, it is what it is. You know, and I'm just saying right now, Oklahoma's ranked 16th in the country. You know what I mean? I'm looking for them to make some noise and be on the upswing. You know what I mean? They're better than the 16th, right? My Miami Hurricanes, you know. I'm letting it bubble. Like you said, it's the first week of the season, so we're going to let it percolate. We're going to let that marinate, that first win, get that down the line. Duke Johnson represent it. You know, Stephen Morris represent it. You know what I mean? So I'm looking at some big things for my Miami Hurricanes. So, Ziggy, what's good, man? What's on your mind, G?
Just heard you talking about my squad. And
Michigan?
Yeah, we got to go to Domers this week.
Yeah, that's a big game coming up, man.
Brian,
a big game.
Brian Kelly snubbed his nose up at us. He said we really won his rival. So
I mean, you know what though? In the grand scheme of things, you know, he's new to it. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, you know, as a Michigan dude, that kind of like cuts you to the quick because you're related and you're close like that. You know what I mean? So you're gonna take that in the context like, oh man, he's trying to play us out. But I mean, Brian Kelly's new to it. So my thing is, when you know they come to the big house, right? Do what y'all got to do. Make it memorable for him. Make it a game that he won't forget.
Yeah. He ain't that new to it. He's trying to play them out. Like,
yeah.
You know they nothing. He's been
with Michigan.
Hell,
he was a Michigan assistant for 16 years.
Michigan's about to run up in them. And after that old Manti Te'o stuff, they still reeling from that. I think they bust their bubble last year, and it's going to go right back to being just the mediocre Notre Dame. And you know they got all that prestige and, you know, history and all this and that. He knows they about to drop off.
Okay, so with the remarks, so Ziggy, you're saying with the remarks that Brian Kelly made, and Slate, I'm hearing you, with the remarks that Brian Kelly made, you're saying that, you know, even though he was involved with the program and, you know, he knows that the game is bigger than, you know, he's giving it credit for, you still think that is just kind of like a snipe at Michigan, a shot at Michigan, and kind of like some bulletin board material?
Yeah, basically, because he was invited, even though I don't understand how they ended up in the ACC, considering the fact.
Know how they ended up in the ACC, Zeke. Come on.
Huh? Listen, man.
You know how they ended up there.
Okay, well, I understand that, but with, I'm talking about Notre Dame has their own TV package. They didn't need to get up in no conference because they always thought they were better than anybody. Anyway, they beat their chest. We played the toughest schedule.
Okay, but you're taking me away from the subject matter now. We know about the conference and this and that, but let's talk about the Notre Dame and Michigan game. You're saying that Brian Kelly, you know what I mean, threw some stuff at Michigan and kind of like disparaged the team. Now, I wouldn't just call it disparage, too strong of a word. He probably got, you know, was talking trash or whatever on the slide.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he was giving you, he was shaking your hand, but he was smacking you in the back of the head at the same time.
He played him. Yep. Come on, man. That's
what
he spurred him.
Come on, man. That's all you can look at it. He spurred him.
You know? He played him. It was
we're gonna see what happens on Saturday.
Yeah, just
certain rivalries
field.
In college football that will always be all time greats.
Yeah,
and
because
that's one of them: Michigan, Notre Dame,
and
Oklahoma, Texas, and so on and so on. You don't snub those whenever they play. If one team goes to another conference or division and they don't play for 20 years. Those two names will always be intertwined. It's like Batman and Robin. I mean, come on, man.
But again, this series is getting ready. This is going to be the last game of this series for a minute.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what it is, what it is. Well, that's even more my point. That makes this last one even more memorable because it's the last one for a while.
Well, so does it put pressure on Notre Dame now to step up and go into the big house and come out with a win, or does it put pressure on Michigan to defend their turf on Saturday night at 8 o'clock?
Really, it's more pressure on Notre Dame to me because they the one who backed out of the agreement. They the one who backed out of the meeting every year now.
Right.
For however long it's going
to
be.
That's why he's trying to downplay it. That's why he's like, oh, well, you know, it's not like before. I mean, you know, it's not really a rivalry anymore. That's why he's trying to downplay it. So when that black eye comes and Michigan run up in him, oh, well, I told you, you know, we wasn't really up for it. It doesn't mean as much as it used to.
So I can put you down, Slate, because that's one of the games that we're picking this week, Notre Dame and Michigan. So I can put you down for Michigan.
Yeah, why not?
No doubt.
But the Dame ain't never impressed me. I didn't even like him when they used to have the buck.
I ain't mad at you, my dude.
Listen here, man. There's always been certain teams that just rocked out. Right now it's Alabama's time. At one time it was all about the U. I know you like that too, man.
That was coming back too, cousin.
At one time it was OU with Holloway and the boys, and that was my era. Billy Sims before that. At one time, it was Nebraska. Everybody has their run. At one time, it was Tebow in Florida. Everybody has their run. Right now, Alabama is them dudes. Say what you want. They might do a three-peat,
if anybody
never
should know how
done.
I feel, if anybody should know how a Michigan man feel, it should be you, Mayor. Considering the fact that y'all used to play them boys, when y'all used to play Notre Dame, how they used to think that y'all was the convicts, and then they was the Catholics versus the convicts.
Yeah, but we had our business against Notre Dame. We had our business against Oklahoma. I know Slate don't like that, but it's
watch your mouth.
I knew Slate was going. I tried to say it real quick. We had our business. We got jerked against Ohio State, but it's okay. know what I mean? But, you know, like Slate said, Alabama is doing their thing. I don't really see the three-peat happening for Alabama, and I'm going to tell you why later on. But, you know, again, everybody has their time. But Michigan, I mean, again, you know, they're never going to be a team that people forget about. But seeing Michigan with a number 17 next to their name is kind of, you know, they got to work on some things. And they're six,
we getting back there. We getting back there.
Huh?
We getting back there.
Okay,
we're
going to see.
There.
We're going to see. I mean, beating Central Michigan at home by 50 points, that's cool. That's cool. You know,
we did what we had to do.
A win is a win. You know what I'm saying?
A win is a win.
Yes,
sir. We did what we had to do.
I can say the same thing about Oklahoma. They beat Louisiana Monroe 34-0. So, I mean, a win is a win.
Whoa, come on, Louisiana Monroe.
Yeah, Monroe.
That's a step above a high school team. Yo, Mayor, stop it with the subliminal.
I'm just saying, man.
FSU, that quarterback looked impressive.
He did his numbers, man. Yeah.
They trying
man.
To downplay it, but listen, Pitt was top ranked defense, and they returned 9 starters.
They was ranked number 20. The defense was 20th. Yeah, I hear you.
He might be the best quarterback at FSU since Charlie Ward. If he keeps continuing doing what he's doing.
I mean, what was the name that they kept bringing up, Florida State quarterback? Florida. Not Charlie Ward, after Charlie Ward. I see
Danny
that. Danny Cannell. The name that, why do they keep, I don't remember Danny Cannell, but I remember this dude, what he did last night. You know what I'm saying? Whatever Danny Cannell did, it could have been all that, because I remember what Charlie Ward did. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to remember what James Winston did last night for a long time. He made it look real easy. You know what I mean? And he had two incompletions, right?
Two.
And really was one of them, because one of them was out of bounds.
But, I mean, they was blitzing this cat, and he was stepping in.
And
the
he was stepping up and doing his thing.
Hits, and
he wasn't pressed at
all. That ball, man.
Right.
And then he's elusive, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not the biggest, but he's not the smallest. He's a solid 200 pounds.
Right.
But, listen, he looked good in that pocket, man.
Right. I mean, you know, again, you know, like you said, you know, one game does not a career make, and one game after that, one game right there, it can't be ignored. So after the first Saturday, you know, is in the books. Okay, we're gonna look at it like this. Who you think had the better weekend? We're gonna call off. We'll say we'll put up Winston for Florida State. We'll put up who else had a good weekend, Ziggy?
Listen, let me tell you the best weekend. I'm going to tell you what I consider the system's best, and then I'll give you my best. My best is Taj Boyd, only because of the level of competition with Georgia.
No doubt. They beat Murray,
you know,
no doubt.
My man Sammy Watkins, that's that dude. He's that dude. He's that dude. But when it comes to the system's best, Johnny Manziel. He played like a hot 30 seconds, 3 TDs. He was like 6 out of 9 or some old wild stuff, and they blowing it out of proportion. Everybody talks smack. Just because he's been going through the motions and we know he beat the system already and he snubbed them and just been rubbing it in their face, they're going all crazy about how the coach set him down a play or for the second half, whenever he got sat down.
Right.
Deal. He didn't even really do nothing. All he did was talk some mess, made a little derogatory.
He only threw 8 passes.
Yeah, like he was signing something, but 3 TDs, though, with like a 70-something completion percentage. You know what I'm saying? In a half. So imagine if he played the whole game.
But they paid too much attention to the wrong thing. Like you said, when he walked past his coach, you know, a lot of people were insinuating and assuming that he ignored the coach, and now he got a beef with his coach. That would never happen. The coach said out of his own mouth, it would have been best if he didn't respond. So a lot of people put you know, they see what they want to see. You know, and Johnny Manziel did have a good weekend. You know, Taj Boyd did have a good weekend. You know, James Winston had a good weekend. You know, my man Duke Johnson from Florida had a good weekend. You know, the cat from Texas Tech, the walk-on dude, he had 5 touchdowns.
I'm not talking about
Teddy Bridgewater. I'm talking about Baker Mayfield. He's he plays for Texas Tech. He had 5 touchdowns. And I'm not talking about Teddy Bridgewater. This kid is a walk-on. He's a true freshman, and he had 5 touchdowns against SMU. And okay. they won 41-23. So I'm going to say, like, out of the weekends, you know, you hear about the Taz boys and you hear about the Carnies and things of that nature. But then you have other cats that had good games as well. And you know, we just try to get them some shine, too. But what do you think about Jadeveon Clowney? Did he have a good game against North Carolina?
For any average defense defensive player, yeah. But for him, it was all right. His conditioning.
Right.
His conditioning come back, he'll be okay.
Well, he's going to need it for Saturday. They got Georgia Saturday, don't they?
Right. Georgia came out the gate already with Clemson and South Carolina.
Yeah, but
wow.
You know what? But what do you think about Murray, man? He don't show up in the big games,
my
dude.
Aaron
Murray don't show
up
in the big games. You know, Ty Gurley did his numbers. He was looking crazy. 12 carries, 154 yards. You know what I'm saying? Every time he touched the ball, it was like electricity. You know what I mean? I like him.
But
you know
Murray,
what I'm
saying? They had a shootout going on at
first.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Back
it's
and forth.
Murray.
Did you watch that game?
It's Rick. For some odd reason, it's something about Mike Rick that just don't look feel
right.
Right,
right. Mark,
you know,
Rick, yeah,
just,
no doubt. And,
he got
and
the
Slate. Go ahead, Ziggy.
He got the Les Miles syndrome. He's liable to do anything crazy.
Well, Ziggy, look what he's going up against every week, though, man. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
like you said,
yeah.
You're right. You're absolutely right with your point. I totally agree with your point, but look what he's going up against every week. And Slate to your man, Sammy Watkins, man, 6 for 127.
Listen, man. Listen. Not too many people impress me.
Mm-hmm.
That cat is the real deal Holyfield. When
right.
he threw my man with that little arm shiv he gave him, but his separation speed is ridiculous, yo.
Did you see that one play when he stepped up in the pocket and he took like a three-step drop? He stepped up in the pocket and came to a stop and went around the corner. And went for like 15 yards in the Georgia and Musburger's like, look at the acrobat, the David Copperfield acrobatic act that he's doing.
Ooh.
Like, wow. So
yeah, man. So
he's my favorite player. If he played, you know, it's hard.
Yeah,
right
I know.
Now,
that's your dude. I know.
But that's my dude. So when
hey,
he turn out all year and definitely be first team All American and all that, remember I told you.
You did. No doubt. No
I
doubt.
Hate,
I got you.
I
what's
hate.
Up, Ziggy?
Hey, Mayor.
Yes, sir.
You avoid my trade request.
Yeah, hey man, listen, I'm not taking no trade requests. If you want to request a trade after further review, Fantasy League, man, you have to go through the proper channels. You have to send a formal request to the Brooklyn Split Blazers team office, and I'll get back to you at my earliest convenience.
It's been up there for the last 3 days.
I know, man. I'm pondering it, man. I like to make you sweat it out, my dude.
No problem.
Sweat
I think
that
I got
out,
a squad,
man.
So
I
don't really
uh-huh.
need.
You see my team?
Yeah, I seen it.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of that, hey, I knew that draft. My goodness, when you picked Russell Wilson and I seen him come off the board, I was like, what do this guy got up his sleeve?
Yeah.
Because Russell, usually on the average draft, he'll still be there at round five.
It's a method to my madness, man. You're going to see as the season goes on. You're going to probably figure it out, but it's all good, though. It's a method to my madness, man. We got the After Further Review Fantasy League popping on ESPN, man. Check us out. We're going to definitely keep you abreast on what's going on, man, who's doing good and who ain't. It pops off this week, actually. We got the games popping off, so we're going to definitely keep you updated on what's going on, man. This week, who I got this week, man? We're going to see who going to get the brakes beat off him this week. I got Johnson, whoever that is. It's gonna be a problem. Slate, this is my starting lineup. Slate, you still with me, my G?
Yes, sir.
That's
yes,
my
sir.
Man, Hard Body Karate. My man, Slate, right there. This is my starting lineup. Slate, work with me now. Russell Wilson,
no doubt.
Chris Johnson.
Hold up.
Giovanni Bernard, from Cincinnati. Julio Jones.
Okay. Oh yeah, the truth.
Wes Welker.
The truth.
Owen Daniels.
The truth.
Pierre Garçon.
The truth.
I got the Seahawks defense.
Oh, definitely the truth.
And I got Justin Tucker, the kicker from Baltimore.
Yeah, he's
all right. I'm gonna be all right.
You looking
season.
At my roster before? I can't pull it up right now. I'm about to.
I'm gonna pull up your roster. Hold up, my dude. I got you covered. I'm gonna pull up your roster, man. It's after further review, man. You got the mayor in the building, man. It goes down. I got you. Now this is your roster, Ziggy. Andrew Luck.
Oh, the truth.
Frank Gore.
The truth.
Monty Ball.
The truth.
Calvin Johnson.
Thank you.
Hey, I think you're getting the headlock right now.
Roddy White.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Damn.
Larry Fitzgerald. Vernon Davis. Larry Fitzgerald.
You already beat, man.
Bengals.
I said,
Bengals defense. And but you know what, though, Slate? I don't got him this week. I got Johnson this
week. Slate. When he picked up, I was picking third, and when he grabbed Russell Wilson.
I grabbed Russell Wilson first.
He grabbed Russell first. I was like, uh-oh. So I was like, this whole draft has changed right now. This one pick. And I seen the second person, they picked up AP. I was like, okay, I grabbed Calvin. And then I had said, okay, well, let me go back running back and then wide receiver. I looked back up and seen Larry Fitzgerald still sitting on the board. I was like, oh, man, here we go.
Because the cornballs, it was a bunch of people that didn't even, that did the auto pick.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it threw it off. So me and you, and I think the other dude from Detroit, we was picking our own squads. So we was messing it up. And how it messed us up was that the people who had the auto picks like Kia and the other clowns that had the auto picks.
But she was in the draft board, though. She was in the draft room.
She was emailing. I saw that thing by her name, the auto pick.
She was the first person that said something on the message board. I said, okay, she was in here. And then she went to saying that she didn't. She didn't pick. I was like,
That's tough cookies for you. It's going down. So let me see. Who I got? Come on, Snake, man. You got to show me some love, man. I got a squad, son.
You got me. Hey, you got me on when you took Seattle. I went to say Seattle my next pick. And all of a sudden, the next two picks was coming up. You got them.
You know how that happened, though, Ziggy? I had the first pick of the draft. I had the last pick in the first round and the first pick
first
in the second
in the
round.
Third
so
round.
I would pick, and then I would pick twice in a row.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how that worked that out. But, yeah, man,
I'm
going down. Yeah, we here, man. After further review, man, we're doing our Tuesday night thing. 646-200-383, it is the math. I got Slate and Ziggy on the line early, man. And we talk a little college football. We're about to get into a little baseball thing in a hot minute. And, Slate, if you hang out with us, man, we're going to do the NFC in a hot minute, too. Some more a little college football. So what do you think about Clemson moving up to fourth?
I mean, I don't have a problem with it. They did what they had to do. And who played a higher-ranked team than they did? And it was the first week, don't forget. Everybody's still rusty.
Yeah.
So they did what they had to do. Taj Boyd looked good. That's what I mean. You got to give him the go-ahead. That's why I said there's a difference between the system and my pick. My pick, I give it to Taj Boyd because of the level of competition. But the system, because Johnny Manziel's man things is already slapping against everybody's chin, they're going to give it to him because of, like I said, he got 3 touchdowns and like 6 passes. He threw 70-something percent. I mean, in a certain amount of short minutes, they're going to give it to Johnny Manziel. But my pick, Taj Boyd, because of the competition.
I'm listening to what you're saying, and that's the reason why you wouldn't give it to Johnny Manziel, because look who they played Rice. I watched a little bit of that game. Rice had him in the very, very beginning. Like, oh, snap.
14,
you know what I mean? And then once they got that touchdown, that backup quarterback kid threw the touchdown, it was a wrap. Then they didn't start steamrolling them then. And then Johnny Manziel came in, and it was more icing on the cake. But, again, like you said, I totally agree with you. Taj Boyd showed up under the lights, national television, you know what I'm saying, against a higher-ranked team, and did their numbers.
Hey, Slate, you give Alabama an extra week to prepare for him because you know they got the week off. It's a bye week to them. Oh, my goodness. They're going to Texas A&M, and they're going to put it on them.
Well, we're gonna get into that one too. I'm starting to lean that way because Alabama looks hard body, son.
I'm leaning towards Alabama just because I like Saban and just the way he puts everything together and giving him time to prepare. And everybody's talking about, well, Alabama didn't look that good. They didn't.
They did.
Look like a blowout to me.
They looked pretty good to me.
Mayor, didn't I tell you, Alabama be up 21? They was up 24-10.
They looked pretty good to me.
And it looked, and it felt like they was blowing the whole game away.
Yep.
They felt like they was blowing them out.
You know, those little couple of stops that they got against Alabama, man. I mean, it was what it was. You know what I mean? Virginia Tech. I don't know what Frank Beamer really thought. You know what I mean? Because if he watched the tape of the game last year when Alabama played Michigan, you know what I'm saying? No disrespect. You know what I mean? He should have knew what they was in for. That first when the first interception came, when he threw that first interception, and this dude was supposed to be a Heisman candidate, the quarterback for Virginia Tech. I was like, this dude is garbage. I was like, he was throwing interceptions all over the place. Thomas from Virginia Tech. He was 5 of 26. And he's a Heisman candidate. And the first couple of passes he threw, one of them, they took him back to the house. Pick six. Bang, bang. Bang.
That was Jones. That was
the Virginia Tech quarterback, Thomas.
Right.
Sinceri ran it back 38 yards. I was looking at the game. They made it 21-7. Then they got a field goal, made it 21-10, and then the dude Jones for Alabama ran a kickoff and turned back 94 yards.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm looking at the dude Jones is beating him by himself.
Right. He scored.
He had a 72-yard punt return. Yeah, 94-yard kickoff return, and he caught a 38-yard touchdown from A.J. McCarron. So they could have left him out there by himself.
Basically, he was giving them the business.
Yes, he was. Yes, sir. And,
but,
I mean,
but
you know,
Alabama's
again,
D is still the truth.
Yeah.
They got that old NFL defense out there, man.
They definitely made Thomas look bad, man. They made him look as a Heisman Trophy candidate. I'm like, they ripped up his invitation. They ripped up everything. He's done. Logan Thomas, it's a wrap for him.
And you know what I like about Nick Saban's philosophy is that everybody's going through a spread offense and all this and hurrying up the pace. He's still running the pro style, and he's sticking to what he believes in, and still getting the meat and potato type of guys for the line, because they will physically beat you up on the inside.
Well, I mean,
and they don't really care. They you can go fast if you want to, but they're gonna hit you in the mouth before you see what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they play the game at a high level and a different speed than everybody else, man. But to switch it up a little bit, I want to talk about Ohio State. How did they look to you? They beat Buffalo 40-20. Braxton Miller 15-22 for 178 yards. I know
State.
Ziggy don't really like talking about Ohio State, but I got Ohio State ranked number one. But I got them ranked number one, Ohio State.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, they got
a real easy schedule. They better watch out for Michigan though.
Yeah.
But I like Ohio
Wisconsin
State
too. They got a trap game in Wisconsin too.
I like Ohio, but then you got what's the name too? I like Northwestern. Always gives people problems.
Yeah, man.
Always.
Yeah.
But I like them. I like that brother. I like that quarterback. I really like that quarterback a lot.
Back to Miller. Mm-hmm.
Word. I like him. I think that's the best thing they got going for him.
Do we still count Oregon up there? Do we still keep them, you know, around as far as top five? Yeah, Oregon.
Oregon?
Yeah.
Did you see them?
Yeah.
Was they playing somebody in real life?
They played Nicholls State.
Didn't they have like
Nicholls
70?
State.
700 yards or something?
Yeah, they walked in.
They had 772 yards of offense.
I just told you I like Sammy Watkins, to watch out for him.
Right.
But that cat over there is like a blur. That's what I call him. That number five, Snoop Dogg's boy over there on Oregon, is lightning in a bottle. That's the fastest dude in college, man. He got to be. Number five on Oregon, whatever his name is.
Number
five on Oregon. I call him the blur. Because if you sneeze, you miss the play.
I hear you. So, I mean, Oregon, they beat Nicholls State 66-3. So, I mean, you know, are they still worthy or considered of a top, you know, five ranking even though they, you know, they ran through Nichols
yeah,
State.
Yeah, they did what they supposed to do.
Give me
Ohio
State, Oregon, and this is in no special order. Alabama, Texas A&M, Ohio State, Oregon, and
Clemson.
You picked the 15.
Hey, Slate.
Clemson.
You said the guy from Oregon was number 5. Is he a running back?
He's like one of them all-purpose everything but
okay,
the quarterback when
Isaac
he's
Dixon.
On offense.
Okay,
too.
Isaac Dixon, number 5. Isaac Dixon.
Isaac Dixon.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's his name or not.
Yeah,
Isaac Dixon.
I'm looking at the roster right now. Number 5 for Oregon. Yeah.
He's lightning.
Okay.
I don't know if that's his name.
Yeah.
I just know when I see him, I know it's him, and he's that dude.
All right, no doubt. So yeah, man, we here, man. We doing the college football thing, man. 646-200-3838 is the math, man. So explain about your Oklahoma Sooners, man. Do you see them,
go.
You know, cracking the top 10? Yeah, you know I had to get you. You know how to
I
get
mean,
you. I'm feeling,
like,
I'm feeling my Hurricanes
like,
right now.
I could never gauge us because even when we had our bomb squads, we play somebody like Florida or a top-notch SEC team and lose our mind. Our defense is always suspect. Always. We always got nice receivers. We keep, you know, a mediocre to nice running back.
Mm-hmm.
The quarterback is adequate, meaning he get in there and do what he needs to do.
Right.
But for some reason, we just lose our mind. I don't know. We just can never generate that pass rush we need. We, I say they need to have little mini statuettes of the Heisman because we helped Johnny win it. Did you see what he did to us last year? Whatever he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't never seen nobody do that.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we played the Turner Gills and quarterback like that, and they didn't even do what Johnny Manziel did. You
right.
feel me?
That's why, yeah. That's why you got to respect them, no doubt. But, Zig, you got anything before we get ready to switch gears, man? Anything you want to say about Michigan? Because we're going to go back to that, man, before we get out of here. But we're going to have to switch gears in a second.
Go ahead and do your thing. I'm good.
All right. What's up with your Detroit Tigers, man? Is Max going to get it tonight? Is he going to get number 20 tonight or what?
He got a 1-0 lead at the bottom of the fifth. I would like for him to get it.
I think he's going to get it, man. I think he's going to get it. And again, now Leland has to, you know, make sure that Verlander is right, man. You know what I mean? And I think that's a concern. Detroit, they got to start putting their little rotation together and stuff for the playoffs. Because the playoffs is a lock for them. You know what I mean? They're locked for the playoffs. It's just that, you know, how many games they want to win the division by. You know what I mean? Do you rest Miguel Cabrera? Do you, you know, play him, you know, for the stretch run? Do you, you know, DH him sometimes? Is he going for the triple crown? Because Chris Davis stopped hitting. Chris Davis ain't a home run at utter, though. So,
right,
so it could be done.
Right, he's still only 4. McMiggy, this is his second game. He's been out for the last 4 or 5 games.
Right.
And he's still only 4 behind Davis.
And I just got one thing to say, man. Watch out for the Yankees, man. this wild card thing, I'm loving it, man. I wasn't really a big fan of it when it first dropped. You know what I mean? So I'm kind of like a true school dude as far as baseball is concerned. But I'm loving this wild card thing. I'm loving looking at the wild card standings and seeing the Yankees 2.5 back. Now look at the division. The Yankees are 8 back. I'm like, okay. You know what I mean? We still have a chance to make some noise. But all the teams that's in front of us, that we have to still play. We got to play Baltimore. We got to play Tampa Bay. So, you know, hopefully, and Texas and Oakland, you know, we gotta figure out some way to crack that because those two teams, they got to eliminate each other. And we got to worry about Baltimore and Tampa Bay. So as a Yankee fan, I'm there's a little bit of hope there. You know, even though I picked them third to finish, you know, finish third in the division. But, you know, they're doing it, man, and you got to respect that, you know. So these next couple of weeks is going to be crucial. They got the 10-game homestand, and I think that, you know, that's what's going to really tell it. These next 10 games are going to really tell the Yankees season. But I'm still proud of them, man, and whatever happens, happens. But what are you thinking about as far as – let's get back on the Pirates. I want to stay on the Pirates, man, because – they deserve to get some, you know, some props regardless of the season that they're having. They're losing right now to Milwaukee 2-1. A winning season. All they need to do is win 2 more games, and they'll have their first winning season in 21 years since 1992. I don't know about the division. I'm still thinking that, you know, the Pirates still might have a little slump in them. There's still a lot of time left, Ziggy. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. That 92 Pirate team, that was that Vance-like. Bobby
that
Green
was yeah. That was Vance.
Okay.
That was the Sid Bream game.
Sid Bream, Jim Leland.
Yeah. Yeah, that's when Francisco Cabrera. That was the last game that Barry Bonds played for the Pirates.
And Doug Drayback, which is an ace.
Yeah, they had Drayback. They had Van Slyke. Barry Bonds was in left field.
Yep.
Yeah, and Cabrera hit the left field, and they said that Barry Bonds was playing too deep. Because Barry Bonds would always play deep, and he played too, if he'd have played a little shallow, he could have cut that off and maybe threw Bream out at the plate. And that
Barry
was the last
Bonds
game. I remember that game distinctly, yo. The
yeah,
Pirates and the Braves.
Barry Bonds is the greatest baseball player we had the chance to see and witness in my era. He was the truth. Before the steroids, before the big head and big neck.
I think it was
Barry
King
Bonds
to me.
Was better when he was skinnier and when he played on Pittsburgh is when he was the truth.
Right,
and he
right.
had Hall of Fame numbers then, before mm-hmm. any of the big steroid anything. He was the
To me, it was Junior. That swing, I think he had one.
I think he had the prettiest swing.
He kept getting hurt,
swing,
though, man. Junior Griffey kept getting hurt. That's what messed him up.
Eyeball contact is not even close.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just overall, outfield play, everything. Barry Bonds was a Hall of Famer before any steroids. When he was on Pittsburgh, he could do it all.
But let me ask you a question, though. But you know, you remember how slim built Barry was when he was at Pittsburgh?
Yeah,
definitely.
And then all of a sudden, like the 2 years later, he swole up.
Yeah.
Like whoa,
did swell up.
His whole body just don't even look. Whoa,
he was eating balloons or some.
Listen, I'm not saying he didn't do it. Like if you ask me if he did it.
Right.
He did it. But we got a thing in the hood. Ain't nothing illegal until you get caught. My thing is this. He wasn't the only one to take steroids. Now, it's one thing when you take it and you get bigger and stronger, but you still have to make contact with the ball.
Right.
That means Aguirre and all Sammy Sosa,
and Sammy
all
Sosa,
these clowns should have been hitting. They
should
have been hitting like Barry. They wasn't.
Right.
Barry was the only person I knew in the league that was getting one pitch a game. And that one pitch he got, he was sending it out the park.
Mm. Yeah, and
one
the killer
pitch
thing
a
about
game.
It, do you remember when he was on his home run spree? And they used to always be at the kayakers. They used to be out at the bay.
Oh, all
and
the
they
time,
hit it, and
they'd
be killing.
They used to stay there.
All you got to basically say is Barry. I mean, you know, respect due to Barry Bonds and all that, but he is the only dude I ever seen. They walked him with the bases loaded. How you gonna walk somebody, intentionally walk somebody with the bases loaded?
Hey, I used to have how do you
intentionally, the bases are loaded and you still walk Barry Bonds? You shook the pitch to him. You walked him
I'm gonna give you a run already.
That one pitch, he was sending it. Mm. Like, the only thing that gets me mad with them, and that's why I don't like baseball, they
right.
like the ultimate hypocritical creeps. Because when Aguirre and them was going on that home run thing, they saved
baseball.
They
loved it.
It was never bigger attendance, never more people watched than that home run race with Sosa and Aguirre and them. And they
right.
used to throw underhanded to Aguirre to let him hit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
With Barry Bonds, it was an added extra thing because him and the media was on the best of terms. So they gotta, you know, it's already a thing against him. I got you. I agree with you on all your points. You know what I'm saying? But again, like you said, you know, it's like, you know, the best player of that era is Barry Bonds. Regardless, like you said, if you gonna catch me, you gotta see me. If you gonna see me, then I'm caught. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that never happens. But they got the thing against him because how he treats the media. But like. Again, numbers are going to be numbers. Them numbers ain't never going to change. And, you know, how they doing Barry Bonds, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But, again, like you said, they're hypocritical. They're going to say one thing about the next guy and then turn it around and flip it on the other guy, regardless
mm-hmm.
of whatever.
I had a partner that told me years back in this before, maybe 3 years before it happened. He told me, he said, man, he was talking about two pitchers. He was like, it's gonna come out. He's talking about Clemens. Clemens is on the juice. He's him and remember Kenny Rogers?
Yeah.
Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers, the man with the doodle ball. That was
yeah.
He
said him and Kenny Rogers is on the juice. It's gonna come out. And what? 3 years later. That's when it all came.
Whose career would you rather have? And who would you rather be right now? Barry Bonds or King Griffey Jr.?
I'd rather be. Well, it depends. You know, see, you got everything with me is a twist.
I'm just saying. I mean,
I'm saying I'm a rebel already.
But say,
so
but say, let me put everything in this perspective, and you know, as the, using their career
like,
as a guy, because everything. But whose career would you rather have?
But I mean,
career.
And as a
let's hold on.
We got another call on the line. Hold on, Slate. We're gonna get back to that. 1 second. Hold on, my G. I'm gonna let you think about it. Oh man, it's going down tonight. So we got another tie. We got my man Malcolm in the building. Welcome to the bigger show, my dude. What's going on?
What's up, Fred? How's it going, big man?
Everything is fine. Everything is fine, my G. Kia, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. What's up? She on that Boost Mobile joint, man. She got to step her phone game up. Yeah, okay. That's what it is. Buzzy, what's good, my G? We got my man, Michael. You going to hang out with us, right? Because we're going to get into this NFC thing in a minute, man. We talking baseball
right now. Yeah, I'm here for a little bit.
That's what it is, my dude. That's what it is. Glad, man. Glad to have you. So, yeah, man, back to you, Slate. We was talking, considering the career, looking at the careers, whose career would you rather have?
Now, Mayor, you know me. I've always been a rebel.
Barry Bonds or King Griffey Jr.?
My heart says Barry Bonds, but if you want to get real, you got to go with King Griffey. One can go to the Hall of Fame, one can. I mean, is there anything to talk about after that? It depends on what you want. You
and
want
he still
Hall of Fame,
had over 600 home runs, though. He still had over 600 home runs. It's not like he was garbage.
Ziggy,
same question to you.
Barry Bonds or King Griffey Jr.?
I like Barry better, though, just to throw that out there.
I like watching Griffey. I like the Griffey. But I'd rather have Bonds' career.
You'd rather have Bonds' career?
He's still walking
around. Numbers and everything. I'm just
saying.
He's still walking around free.
He might not be able to go in the hall, but everybody know who he was.
Yeah, exactly. And that man was, man, like I said, I ain't never seen it. Like you said, you walk in people with bases loaded. Come on.
That's like when the NCAA took down the Final Four banners, but we knew the Fab Five was there.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, in that one, where I just was trying to get a real, like, response, like you're going to say out of Griffey or Bonds, you're going to say, boom, Griffey. But you think about it. You got to think about the careers that they had. Okay, Bonds was, you know, his father played, whatever. They went through it with the media, whatever. He still put up his numbers. You know what I'm saying? Griffey, his career, he had the monster career, but he just kept getting hurt. You know what I'm saying? But go ahead.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry I'm late.
Oh, yeah. What's good?
I have to do my fantasy.
Put some more minutes on your phone.
No,
what's good, kid? Welcome to the bigger show. What's happening? We were talking. Whose career would you rather have, Barry Bonds or King Griffey Jr.?
Well, that's a tough one. I say King Griffey Jr. For me.
And why would you say King Griffey Jr.?
Probably because I remember him more than Barry.
Okay. All right, there you go. I got that. That's what's up. Again, I mean, asking, you know. You look at King Griffey Jr.'s career, you know, and all you can say to that is if he didn't get hurt. Then you look at Barry Bonds' career, and you look at if he wasn't on the juice, or if he wasn't allegedly talked about being on the juice or whatever, maybe his career he wouldn't have been scrutinized as much. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
but
only one person in baseball. And that's all the baseball I watched throughout the years from the 70s on. There's only one person I would rather be in baseball, and that's only Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter, Prince of the City. Derek Jeter could rob the bank butt naked and won't nobody say nothing.
Like I said,
he's going
to walk into the Hall of Fame.
Derek Jeter could rob the bank. He could walk in the bank in Times Square right now, butt ass naked, and rob the bank, and won't nobody
say So can Mariano. He could do that, too.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Mariano, too, of course.
Yeah.
You say nothing.
Let Mark Sanchez try that.
Oh, please. Let me call you back.
Desperado. You better stay in the lane.
Harvey can't even do that.
Harvey don't want to walk around these blocks too tough right now. You know what I'm saying? But
if he hits
Hey Kia, are you feeling yourself a little bit about the Yankees right there? They're two and a half games back in the wild card. Could it happen?
They're gonna make it.
I just think that
You know me. You don't ask me that question.
Eternal optimist. I ain't mad at that.
I'm all Yankees.
What did you think about the Yankees getting Mark Reynolds?
I didn't need anybody yet.
They got him as, I mean, why they keep getting these old dudes, man? They keep getting dudes that was on the layaway pile.
You know what it is? They're not spending a lot of money right now. Right now, they're trying to get under that
160. 186. It's still going to be hard, man. Somebody's going to have to go.
Yeah, they're all going.
Somebody's going to have to go. And since you put that back in the mix, Malcolm, I'm looking at now. How they going to lock up Robinson Cano?
Oh, they're going to lock him up. It starts with Robinson Cano, right? Come on. You know the Yankees, what the Yankees going to do is lose their stars.
So I ain't worried about that. That's not a big deal.
So to fit under $189 payroll by next season, you start with Cano. How much you going to pay him?
Cano will be paid.
You know that. We know that, but we're talking numbers right now.
It'll be about six or seven years.
Okay, 6 or 7 years. At how much?
At $22 million a year.
Whew, yeah, how much? $22 million for 7 years?
Yep.
He's going to get what he wants.
$22 million for 7 years? That's the budget right there. $22 million for 7 years. That's the budget right there. That's $154 million right there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Give or take, yeah.
Shit.
Yep.
No, man.
But that ain't 1 year. That's all.
I know that. But then again, you got to look at what, you know, they got to plug it. They got to plug in other spots, too. Because, you know, like we said, people are going to be gone.
Hughes 5 million is gone. As much as I love him, I love Grandison, but I think he's coming back. He's coming back. I hope he does. If he comes back, he's coming back. If he comes back, it's going to be at a reduced number.
If he comes back, it's going to have to be at a lower number.
He's showing to be fragile, yo.
He keeps getting broke up all the time. He strike out a lot. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I hope the Yankees can do it. I got faith in them. But I don't know.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it real. I don't know.
Who are you talking about, Grandison?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's talking about Grandison.
This is the New York Yankees. Are you kidding? Money's no object.
Yeah, but money's an object. You got a budget. Times are changing the Bronx, baby. They got a budget now. This ain't Georgetown, brother. This is the mother dudes, and they ain't really trying to spend no money like that.
Last time that I checked, we were still 200 and something million over the next highest payroll.
But my point being, my dude, they're trying to cut that down.
No, right now, LA is the most. LA is the most.
They're trying to cut that down. So, A for effort, to try is one thing, to do it is another thing. They're going to have to do it. They're tired of paying that tax for everybody else. They got to cut that tax number down.
I understand that, but baseball has no payroll. It's like there's no limit. Put it this way, yo, they are doing it without a doubt. He says there's not a doubt in their mind. They're getting under 186 next year so they can replenish the cap the following year. So all they need to do is get under the cap. 2014 is the year they want to get spending money.
Yep. Yeah.
That's the year there's going to be some free agents out there, too.
The Yankees going to be back. And that's what, I don't know if you heard, Malcolm, maybe a couple weeks ago when they were talking about the Yankees and A-Rod getting that money back, what Buck Showalter said. Buck Showalter was like, if the Yankees get that money back, it's going to be, that's when the wild spending going to happen. They get that money back from the A-Rod deal.
But like he said, he's worried about them getting that dude weak.
Matt Weiders is their catcher. If the Yankees got Matt Weiders, it'd be a wrap.
I hope A-Rod get his dough. Y'all was dumb enough to make that dumb, foolhardy contract. Pay it out, man. He'll get it. But let me
pay
say
that dough.
He definitely gets suspended next year without a doubt. You know that, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
He definitely gets suspended.
So the Yankees got to budget money for a third baseman. Yeah. We already see that already.
I'm
you gotta have money
though.
In the budget for third base. Somebody play
they
third base.
They blackballing A-Rod. Everybody don't like A-Rod. I don't have a problem with him. All I'm saying is if he's getting days, Ryan Braun and all these other clowns should get the same amount of days. How you going to give A-Rod 200 and Braun gets maybe 50? And they was already out the playoff race. And Braun loses $3 million. A-Rod loses almost 30 and gets quadruple the time of days? Like, come on.
Yeah, because A-Rod was the one that started it all.
Right.
A-Rod was the one that brought them to that dude. And A-Rod tried to buy the contracts and all
the paperwork,
and,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Major League Baseball bought it. They bought it, so they got all the evidence.
No doubt. But I mean, that's why they come down, you know, hard on A-Rod, man. You know what I mean? Because you know, regardless of the fact that you know they gave him a bunch of games and they suspended for, you know, this thing, he appealed it, which is his right. And that's why he's
still
out there playing now. But at the end of the day, when it comes down, it's gonna be serious. And hey, it is what it is. He's gonna get paid regardless. Like you said, he's gonna get his money. But the Yankees don't want to give him all that money.
He gets suspended next year without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, he's going next year.
Nah, he said it himself. He would have took the suspension, but you're not going to tell me the same guys, he never got up there and blatantly lied. He never tested positive again. And when all of that, when he got caught before and admitted it, that was before this new collective bargaining agreement and all that. Braun was the one who played himself. He was the one who got that, the FedEx guy and his family blackball saying he must have messed up the test and all of that. A-Rod never was up there fronting.
Yeah, but Braun is
A-Rod been lying since 2009.
You do know my man from school, right?
A-Rod been lying since 2009.
You know that man from school.
He been lying since earlier than that.
Like I said, I always said, like, as a Yankee fan, I really didn't want A-Rod, but I didn't want nobody else to get him. Because, I mean, if the way they were talking about A-Rod, he should have had 3 or 4 rings.
He was on the juice when he was at Texas.
I'm just saying the whole league to me is so fugazi anyway because all of them cats was on it. And like they were saying, you can't just all of a sudden, all right, tomorrow we're going to start testing everybody and this and that.
It used to be in their locker. They used to have it in their lockers. They used to have it bone-mong in their lockers.
They
but the next day,
they
turned around
they
and Congress decided it was
series.
Illegal. Now, everybody's under some kind of suspicion, and now you're a bad guy.
Yesterday
it was cool. Today it's not.
Clemens and all of them clowns is just as guilty. You had the trainer saying, I have syringes with his blood in it.
Right.
And Clemens still walked.
And Canseco
was saying he was
shooting him in the butt himself.
When you have absolute physical evidence and you still walk, you the man.
But Clemens I got a
question with that, what he just said. That. Is that Slate that said that?
Yeah.
Where was it? Where was the evidence at?
Where was the evidence at?
Yeah.
I forgot the guy's name, but he had 3 syringes with
Mac
homeboy's blood and DNA in it.
The name was McNamee.
Yeah, that's who it was.
McNamee had
3 syringes with his blood and DNA, and he said that from day
but
one.
The point is, right now, Clemens ain't playing, so they don't care. And they care about the people that's playing. Who's getting the check? Clemens ain't getting no check no more.
I understand that, but I'm not talking about baseball. I'm talking about when he went to the Supreme Court, when they took him to court for lying in the first place. He
went to
Congress.
He was in Congress, and he lied and said that he didn't.
All of them lied, because Sammy Sosa, he didn't understand English, so it was all messed up. Looking like Michael. He had a friend looking like Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying?
Him and J-Lo got the same complexion. He is light, like he's been bleached.
Like he's a word. So, check us out, man. We here, man. After further review, we got the live conversation popping off. It's about to go down right now. You just took the 9 o'clock hour with the mayor in the building, man. After further review, GQ Power is the number 646-200-3838. We got Miss Lavina behind the board answering the calls and all that. Listen, we're about
this
to...
This is a different topic. I'm the same thing, sports. But with the 84,000, with union attorneys telling the Patriots to fork over that money. So we were talking about that today. I was at a hearing. I had to do a and they were talking about the union, how powerful, you know, the union attorney telling the Patriots, even though, you know, Hernandez going through whatever, they owe $84,000 in bonus when he had done, you know, his physical and all that stuff.
Right.
So the Patriots have to pay, you know, they telling the Patriots to pay that money. So they was trying to figure out why the Patriots being prolonging that $84,000, which is due to Hernandez.
Well,
and rightfully,
I mean,
it is due to him.
Yeah, it's his money, and it's $84,000, which they got, and if they don't want to, you know, let it go, that's on them. But, you know, I just got to say that, you know, this society, man, you're going to get what's due to you, man. You know what I'm saying?
Shut that, right?
And Aaron Hernandez, you know, he was under suspicion or whatever the case may be. He was still going to practice. He was still doing his thing. So whenever he attends practice, he gets paid for that. So now you want to, you know, he's in a situation right now. So everything up to and including that, he is his. Anything after that is debatable. But that's, and if it's up to $84,000, I'm quite sure Robert Kraft got that in the cookie jar somewhere. And you can give it to him. But they just want to take, because it's Aaron Hernandez.
No.
They don't want to seem like Aaron Hernandez got them for
nothing.
That's
going to be lawyer fees for Hernandez. That ain't going to be no money.
That's
lawyer fees all right there. That's money gone.
They owe him his what's his name, money as well, which they're going to have to give up. I mean, they're going to have to pay
that. As long as they owe him, he'll never be broke. They know what he
right.
has.
They owe him in the fact that they're going to have to pay up.
You know what
because
I'm
the fact that he's going to be a ring coming up soon, I think this week right here, he's going to be a ring early Monday, which they're going to seek another bail hearing for him, which he is in due title to another bail hearing because they will appeal. They're going to have to appeal his bail. If they deny him bail, there's no way Ropes
he's getting the rain the same week of open season.
The best defense attorneys in New York and Boston cannot get him out on bail. Something is wrong.
Who cares?
Yeah, but also, listen to this. You
I'm just saying. For him to be sitting in jail and they have not, I'm just saying.
But I get what you're saying. But
right.
To me, it's like, They got cameras, they got pictures of him.
Well,
they got the gun, they found the gun. All they need to do, God bless the dead and respect to the deceased in the situation. All they need to do for him is to come back and say, yeah, Aaron Hernandez did it. everything else. I mean, $84,000 is what? $84,000? You know what I'm saying? It's not like they're fighting for Aaron Hernandez to get out of jail so he can come back and play.
His signing bonus is going to be the question, too.
Well, that I wish it was a question with me. I wish it, hey, let me get that.
Well,
hey, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Football contracts aren't guaranteed for all the way, you know that.
In the first place, but that $84,000 is his. He's due that because that's why they're fighting for it for so hard. Because they don't want to give him nothing. And he can't get nothing else. He got to get what he can get. And if he's due that $84,000 for attendance bonuses and all that,
he's going to get his signing money because he's due that as well. That's a beautiful thing.
We're going to get into this NFC preview right now.
We're going to set it off.
We got the suspects in the building. We got my man Malcolm in the house. We got Kia in the building.
Yeah.
We got my man Slate right here. We got Ziggy in the building. Going down. NFC picks right now. Kid, you can't run right now. Kid tried to prolong it a little bit. But we're going to get to it at 9 o'clock. We're going to start with the NFC East. Malcolm, that's your team, the Dallas Cowboys. Sum up the NFC East. How does the NFC East look to you this year?
It's going to be a strong division, no doubt. But we know the Giants are going to do their thing. They're going to go through the injury woes. I'm going to tell you right now, the Cowboys are probably 8-8 at best. I'm going to say the Giants at 9-7. The Skins are probably going to be 9-7 also. And of course, the Eagles, I'm going to say the Eagles, let's give the Eagles like 7-9.
So who do you see winning the division?
I go Washington.
Washington? Kia, who do you see winning the division?
You know, I'm torn because I don't think Eagles going to be 7-9. I just see Eagles winning 10 games, close to 9 games, over 10 games this year. I don't see Washington even in a mix this year. And I do see Cowboys making the playoffs and Giants not.
So who do you see winning division?
I think the Eagles or Cowboys could win that division this year.
I'm going to say the Eagles. Right. Ziggy, who you see winning the NFC East, right quick?
G-Man.
Giants? Slate.
Redskins or the Giants?
Really funny.
Washington. I'm picking Dallas to win the division.
Yeah, I think Dallas can win that division. I think they got their schedule going to make them win that division. They do their schedule right.
Dallas is going to be good
they
this season. The NFC North, I see Green Bay making a walk of it. But one of those three teams out of Chicago, Detroit, and Minnesota is going to give Green Bay a run. I'm trying to figure out that Detroit is going to make some noise and win more than, you know, their usual two or three games. If they can win eight or nine games, that would be a win for them. But I see Green Bay winning the NFC North. Who do you see winning the NFC North, Malcolm?
Green Bay without a doubt.
Green Bay?
Green Bay without a doubt.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Chicago second at a 9-7. I'm going to say Detroit at 8-8. And who's the other team?
Minnesota.
Minnesota's gonna do a 7-9.
Okay. Slate, who you got? Who you got in the NFC North?
Green Bay.
Kia, who you got in the NFC North?
I got Green Bay, but if he said Green Bay, when he said Vikings was 7-9, that's a step back from what they was last year. You think they're gonna be less than what they did this past previous season?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm like.
Ziggy, what NFC North? What does it look like?
Green Bay.
All right, it's a Green Bay sweep. NFC South, that's where my team resides, my Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but I do not see it happening, not at all. I see Atlanta, you know, doing what they have to do, maybe a 12-4. I don't really have that much faith in New Orleans with, you know, the big thing about Sean Payton coming back and all that. So I'm going to mark Atlanta down as far as the NFC South. Slate, what does it look like to you, NFC South?
I'm thinking Atlanta. It depends. I think they might be rejuvenated with Sean Payton. I think it's out of Atlanta,
yep.
New Orleans.
All right, so I'm gonna give you New Orleans. Kia, what you think?
I'm going with New Orleans, and they got Rob Ryan doing that defense and Sean Payton back. I'm going Breeze this year.
Ziggy, what's your thought on the NFC South?
New Orleans.
Malcolm, what's your thought, man?
Yeah, I hate to say it, but Atlanta always is steady. So Atlanta probably won a division, but I'm going to tell you right now, New Orleans is a close second with 11 wins. Atlanta 12 wins, Atlanta 11 wins.
Got you.
I'm not, Atlanta 11 wins, New Orleans. Atlanta 12 wins, New Orleans 11 wins.
Okay. We got the NFC West. You know, Seattle's a sexy pick to do some things. Both of those teams aren't going to be there at the end. Out of Seattle and San Francisco, Seattle's going to, you know, they're hard to beat. They gave up 11 points at home this season. So those eight games, you know, you can put them in the books. You're not going to score in Seattle. But the thing about the Seahawks is the road. You know what I mean? They're going to have to win at least five games on the road. You know what I mean? They want to lock down home field. So I'm going to give the NFC West to Seattle just because. But San Francisco definitely going to be in the playoffs. Malcolm, who you got in the NFC West?
I'm with you on Seattle, no doubt.
Seattle?
And I say San Francisco a close second.
Okay.
San Francisco will make the wild card.
That's what it is. Ziggy, what's the NFC West look like?
Seattle.
Kia?
49ers. Seattle ain't going to be all that this year.
I hear you. Slate Rock, what you think, my dude?
Tell him again, Kia.
Seattle's not going to be all that this year.
Thank you.
So who you got, Slate? St. Louis?
The Niners,
that's what it is. So now we're going to get to the good part of the situation now. Who you see coming out of the NFC? Because I got all your picks from last week for the AFC, but we ain't going to go there. But who you see coming out the NFC? I'm going to go with Kia first. Let the lady set it off. Who you see coming out, going to the Super Bowl from the NFC?
Green Bay or New Orleans?
Slate, who you see coming out the NFC?
San Fran or Seattle?
San Fran, Seattle. Okay, Ziggy, who you got coming out the NFC?
San Fran or Giants.
Seattle or the Giants? Malcolm, who you like, my dude?
I'm going to say definitely Seattle. Seattle, and I'm going to say, it's going to be a tough one. Seattle and Atlanta in the conference finals.
Okay, Seattle, Atlanta, championship game. I like how, you know, I rock with my peoples, man. We go back like rocking chairs and the whole nine and all that, man. I'm gonna pick one team, and I've been teasing this for like the last 4 months, I think. If you was paying attention to the bigger show, it's in the archives and all that.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so I'm about to Dr. Mr. Game of Ziggy, hold on to your phone and all that, man. My team is coming out the NFC. The mayor is going to pick, and after further review, is rocking Miss Levine. I hope you're on the board. I'm picking the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow.
Whoa, yeah. The Super Bowl.
You lost your mind.
I'm picking the Cowboys. Thank you, Miss Levine. Thank you.
Hey, Mayor, did
you
want to
play? I'm going to tell you why. I've been teasing it for the last 3 months. The Dallas Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl. The Cowboys.
Listen.
Tony Romo got that deal. I think DeMarco Murray and Dez Bryant. They go. Why can't the Cowboys go to the Super Bowl?
Tony Romo.
Oh. No, I think that. It begins with Tony Romo, and I'm not. And I'm no way a Dallas Cowboy. And Malcolm, you a Dallas Cowboy fan? So,
yes.
And I'm just saying, I think the Cowboys are due. I think that Tony Romo is going to have a great season. I think that Dez Bryant is going to have a good season. Jason Witten is going to be utilized. That defense is going to do what they got to do. And they got a roster that can go to the Super Bowl. So somebody give me a reason why they can't.
I'll tell you why.
Jimmy
Johnson
ain't coming back.
It's absolutely correct. But let me tell you why they can't go. Tony Romo is
okay.
The reason they can't go.
Yeah.
Because no matter what the defense does, the offensive line, all them players you name,
right.
At the end of the game, Romo's going to throw an interception.
He going to mess it up.
Period.
Okay.
He got all
this
money.
So the
he's been on America's team, and he got one playoff win.
Right. You're right. And he should have way more. Maybe he should have a ring right now.
D-Ware has been that defense since the last couple of years. All D-Ware. Dallas Cowboys defense is D-Ware.
I think the Cowboys are ready, man. And
wow.
I think a lot of people are sleeping on the Cowboys.
Malcolm,
you're surprised with that.
I think the Cowboys are sleeping. I think people are sleeping on the Cowboys. And I think that, you know, again, it's
Slate.
It's Slate. What you said is absolutely right.
I would like to ask Malcolm a question.
Go ahead.
All right, as a Cowboy fan, and you knew how Jerry Jones was when he first bought the thing. You know, because ain't too many cats going to fire the dude in the Simbo hat, the Cowboy, you know, with
Tom Landry.
With that being said, and the way he used to run his organization back in the day, do you think, what is wrong with him now? I mean, as far as just not holding nobody accountable.
You talking about Jerry Jones?
Yes.
Well, first of all, Jerry Jones needs to fire himself. My point is, you need somebody smarter than him to run the organization. Sometimes you can't pay people and play people. My point is, you got to separate yourself from the team as an owner. You know what I mean? You can't have
an open door
policy and let players come in your door saying, yo, we need to win this, we need to do that. Jerry Jones needs to separate himself from the team. My point is, be an owner. Owners own, coaches coach. Let the coaches coach. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't like Jason Garrett at all. He's a terrible play caller. He can design a play. He's a great offensive coordinator. He can design a play, but he can't call. That's why Bill Callahan got the plays now. So that might be a big difference this year. But like you said, with the defense, they went to a 4-3 defense this year. So I'm going to see how much shaking up they're going to do. If they stay healthy, they're going to make some noise. My point is, will they make the noise in the playoffs? That's my whole key.
Okay. But,
Malcolm, you gotta understand. I agree with you with what you said about Jerry. Jerry's a smart man. He's just a businessman.
Yes.
He don't know the football. He's a smart. He know how to lucrate money big time.
Oh,
anytime you not do revenues and put money in, Malcolm, he is the man. But when he's time for him to do football stuff, Jerry just sit back and, like you said, he needs to relinquish that and let someone else does it. He brings money into Dallas Stadium, but he doesn't know how to run his own football team.
You remember when they traded all them draft picks for Herschel Walker?
Right.
They stuck a gun to Minnesota's head. And that's what
people don't realize, when Ed Dickerson got the trade, right? When Ed Dickerson got traded, Ed Dickerson and the Rams, they got the same exact picks that Dallas got, but they didn't do nothing with them. See, people don't realize that.
Yeah,
like
all those picks that Dallas got from the Herschel Walker trade was like
that's
Emmitt Smith,
Dallas,
Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin.
You remember who they got
out
that draft?
Something.
Do you remember who they got out that pick when they got all the draft picks for Herschel Walker?
Yeah, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin?
They got Darren Wilson.
Michael Irvin was already there. Michael Irvin was already there. Michael Irvin, Troy Aikman was there. It was Emmitt Smith that got it. But like you said, like Kia said, Jerry Jones is an excellent businessman. You see the deal right now, Cowboy Stadium is now AT&T Stadium.
Yes, it is.
So the revenue stream for him. That's just some more
every
money.
Every stadium's like that now. Everybody's selling out like corporate
America. That, man. Now you got to justify it.
Let me give you an example.
Mile High is not Mile High no more. Everybody's selling out.
They didn't disclose the money because it was too much money to disclose. Because when the Giants and the Jets sold, when they gave MetLife to the Giants, MetLife, they had a 25-year deal for $400 million. So imagine what Jerry got for AT&T. Gary got more than that.
More.
$400 million.
He's gonna have a college playoff in his stadium. Jerry is an excellent businessman. He know how
yes,
to make money and revenue
yes,
at college stadium. He's a very visionary man. Those are the type of guys you want to be around with businesses and no knowledge of. But as far as running the football team, Jerry has the slightest clue.
I mean, that's all fine, well, and good for Forbes magazine
He's the owner of the Cowboys.
Okay. That's fine.
Apparently you can, under
Jerry Jones rule, you can.
And I guess you're saying until he decides that that's not the best idea, he won't win the Super Bowl.
Until he gets a football guy to run the program, until he gets a football man, a GM, that's a true football man, that knows the X and O's, and knows players and player talent.
He had one when he had Parcells, but he ran him away. He ran him away.
Parcells don't sit nowhere long anyway. Parcells does like 3 years of running.
That's his M.O. Him and Jimmy Johnson started out as best friends. And what happened? You know what I mean? And Bill Parcells, they came in with good intentions, and what happened? So nothing really lasts long in Jerry's world. You know what I mean? I mean, it is what it is. But then you turn around and you want to focus on him being a businessman. That's fine. But I just think that, you know, he didn't get Tony Romo all that money for nothing, man. And I think that Tony Romo is going to step his game up. And I think the Cowboys are going to go to the Super Bowl.
My problem is with Jerry. Garrett, to me, ain't the head coach. Garrett can't do two things at once. He can't call the players and run the team. So he needs to just run the team and just manage the team. You can't run the plays because that's why Bill Callahan has
it. You know they were talking about how it was rumored they were going to get when Garrett first year there, Jerry wanted Shanahan to come in, but Shanahan said no because he would never undercut another coach while he's in the regular season to tell him like that. So Shanahan said no. He wouldn't do that. They had this, and they were talking about Jerry and talking about him and the sports stuff and everything. But Shanahan wouldn't take the job then. But then I guess when Shanahan took the Redskins job,
which was a smart move on Shanahan's part. That was smart by Shanahan.
Listen.
But when Shanahan was GM and head coach, Shanahan was fucking up.
Yeah.
But Shanahan
hold that down, my dude.
Yeah. Excuse me, Lane.
Uh huh.
Hello.
Shanahan was messing up when he had the GM spot. Now Shanahan just wants to coach. He doesn't pick players no more. Now Shanahan has nothing to do with contracts. Shanahan has nothing to do with the players. He just coaches. Like I said,
as long as Dallas got Tony Romo, it's a wrap. That's all I'm saying.
I think this is the year for them, man.
He's not the best quarterback, but he's not the worst.
He's a fantasy league killer. But fantasy is not reality. In reality,
he throws interceptions.
I think they can win that division. I agree, I think they can win that division. I do have Cowboys win. I don't have Giants even going. Because you go back to that second game when they played the Cowboys and they almost won that game. Look how he came.
I'm out of mute you in a second. Kid, you saying the Cowboys going to win the division?
No, I said the Cowboys have a chance of winning that division. I agree with you. Cowboys could win that division, could have a great year, because I look at the Cowboys when they won. Look when they played us late. We was winning that that he lost, he should have won. And I think this year, with the schedule being what the Cowboys have, they can win that. They can sneak that.
A lot of games the Cowboys played last year were like games that when they had, you know, Roger Staubach, you know, back in the days they were pulling them out towards the end and things of that nature. You know what I mean? If they had beat the Giants when Dez Bryant had the broken finger, if they had beat the Giants, they'd have been in the playoffs. So I think a lot of times the Cowboys beat themselves.
Aston Martin, I'm just saying they can win the division, no doubt. But when it comes to come, listen to what I'm saying. When it comes to come down. However you decide to slice it, the bottom line, the net worth will be Tony Romo breaking your
arm. Hey,
if you have a fantasy league team and you need a quarterback, Romo's the man because his numbers are off the chart.
Hey, Mayor, Malcolm knows his team.
But when it comes to this real life business, go with Romo if you feel like it.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Cowboys.
I agree with you about them winning, but I don't think they're going to Super Bowl. I agree with you about them winning that division. I think.
Oh yeah, they can definitely win the division.
I think they just can't
beat the Giants at home.
And the Giants don't mind going to the Super Bowl
for the number six spot. They did
They never beat Giants in their new stadium, but they beat the Giants. They beat the Giants 4-0, and that's the reason they do it. That's what I'm saying. They might as well rename it MetLife Stadium.
The Cowboys to the Giants never lost to the Cowboys in AT&T or Cowboys Stadium or Pacquiao Stadium or whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Giants gonna lose Sunday
night. I just think the Cowboys are turning over a new situation. That's all I'm saying.
It starts Sunday night, 8:30.
Yeah, so we here, man. After further review, GQ Palace Radio is in the building, man. We still talking football, man. We're going to get into the picks a little later on. I saw your Colts coming out the South. I mean, you know, like we talked last week about the AFC. I like the Colts.
Yeah, I
like them because
ain't
I think
wrong
Andrew
with that,
Luck.
Buddy.
Huh?
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I like the Colts, man, and I like going with what everybody else picks and try to see a little bit deeper, you know what I'm saying? But I like the Colts because, Reggie Wayne stayed for a reason. He wasn't stupid. Everybody else left when Peyton left or whatever, and Reggie stayed. You know what I mean?
Peyton didn't leave.
They kicked him out. They went with the U.
I just want to make sure, yeah.
They went with the youth, bro. He didn't like it.
He still left. That's all I'm saying. However he left, you know, under whatever circumstances. When he goes to Indianapolis, they're going to show him the love. And after they show him the love, they're going to be ready to get at him. So I'm just saying, I like the Colts because their defense is all right. You know what I mean? The emotion thing is gone. They ain't got to worry about the coach with the cancer no more. They got to worry about that. It's all on Andrew Luck now. It's all on him. Can he get it done? That's what I'm saying. Houston better watch out. That's all Houston had.
I think now that when Peyton left, that Houston really realized that's their division now, and they proved the last two years. I agree with you on that part, but they won that division. I agree with you that they have not produced nothing after winning that division.
The last two years, Houston, Texas won the division. They had a home playoff game against Cincinnati.
Right.
They beat Cincinnati the last 2 years in the playoffs. Then what?
I'm giving all to the little excuses
they had. Matt Schaub was hurt 2 years ago. You know what I mean? The back of quarter that they had, did his build numbers or whatever. They still won a playoff game. Last year, Arian Foster wasn't right. They still won a playoff game. So I'm thinking that maybe Cincinnati stepped up and Houston might take a step back.
You know, I haven't heard nobody really talk about Andre Johnson like that no more. What happened to him?
Yeah,
it's all about Calvin Johnson. What happened to Andre Johnson? He was supposed to be one of the top three receivers in the league. Nobody talks about him.
Yeah,
no disrespect to the Houston Texans, man. I just think that Ziggy and Slate and Kia, Mal, I just think that they're going to take a step back, and Cincinnati might, and Indianapolis will take that step forward.
Don't sleep on T.Y. Hilton.
Exactly.
I think Houston's problem is the same thing as Dallas's problem. Schaub ain't nothing. Right.
Yeah.
Are they a physical team or a finesse team? Because when they come up with the big boys, it seems like every time they come up with the big boys, they don't know who they are.
I think they played New England on Monday night, if I'm not mistaken, last year.
Don't forget Houston.
The Houston Texans.
The Ravens. They raped the Ravens. That's the game.
Yeah,
they
played New England on a Monday night last year, and they lost 42-14.
Yeah, well, they raped the Super Bowl champs. Raped them.
Yeah, but then when it comes down to the Super Bowl,
I mean, they beat Baltimore 43-13. They lost to Green Bay 42-24.
They raped Baltimore.
But when it comes down to the playoffs, when it comes down to them, to the big boys, and the one and out, we're going to go home.
They lost three out of their four last year.
They was like a whole bunch of other playoff teams
They were doing what they had to do, and they did, you know, first it was about
the
coach.
They won a game, they got in the playoff. But my thing is, Houston is going to win. They're going to win a division because now that Peyton is not in there, they're going to win that division.
Again.
And then the Colts are going to be
their window is closing.
Now,
Indianapolis
split with Houston last year. They lost. They lost on the road and they won at home.
Okay.
And what games did Indianapolis really? You know, they lost to the Bears 41-21 in the first game of the season. They lost to Jacksonville at home 22-17. And they lost to the Jets. They lost to New England and they lost to Houston.
Lost to Giants.
No, they lost to the
Jets.
When
you lose to the Jets, then that right there should be enough.
They lost 35. They lost 35-9.
I'm not even. See, I don't get into the scores. I'm saying, like,
they
everybody's
lost to the
saying.
I mean,
that
everybody
Cincinnati.
Has a birthday. They lost to the Jets, and they won five out of their last six games.
Everybody's saying Cincinnati's up and coming, and they're going to win our division. I want to see it. That's all.
Yeah. I think Cincinnati's going to win that division, and I think the Steelers are not going to make the playoffs.
They haven't now. If you go up there looking now, you know, even though, like they say in Cincinnati, they had Pittsburgh winning the division because, you know, they always talk about how Pittsburgh with the year and the slump year. For some reason, they always get back after the slump year, which is a tradition for us. We always get back to come back after the slump year. And that a lot of people are not buying that Cincinnati is up and coming. But when Dick LeBeau is still here and this is still and they still shifting, I'm not worried. I don't worry about what anybody say about Cincinnati. I'm not worried. Take that touchdown, the interception.
They
need to be because
Andy Dalton ain't no joke.
I'm trying to tell you.
We don't worry about Ben Roethlisberger.
And you know what? It's good that you believe in that. It's good that you believe in that because we're going to find out early.
Andy Dalton, Pittsburgh at Cincinnati.
And we're going to see what it is.
Andy Dalton has been on his back plenty of times in the Pittsburgh game. Pittsburgh ain't worried about Andy Dalton.
Well, we're going
to
see the second Monday night game. All that, we're going
to
see what it is.
Andy Dalton up and coming.
I think Cincinnati is they made the playoffs the last 2 years. I give them
be
that.
Be careful, Mayor. Be careful.
I'm going to kick it like in the parking lot in the hollow getting some Tiger Bone shots. You know what I'm saying?
It's late. He already know he needs to be careful.
Michael, can you please remind her?
We went through this song and dance
last year. We went through this. We tried to help you out. And Slate. You know.
I had to go beyond Slate.
But it's all good.
He know what.
We can just do it all. We just, you know, we just flip the script. We flip the calendar to 2013, and we're going to do the same thing.
Don't play with my Pittsburgh Steelers, or you're going to get your feelings hurt.
Well, I think that Cincinnati, that Monday night, and I guess that Monday night, that Tuesday, September 17th show, we're going to play some funeral music.
We're going to
get it in.
Music.
Somebody's
going to
be happy and somebody's going to be sad. That's all I got to say about that one.
Ain't nobody said
though, man. The Steelers, man, what's the deal with Jones, Kia? Is
with
he at the hospital?
He started Sunday. He's been at the hospital.
Okay, I'm just waiting back to make. I'm trying to help you out. I'm trying to make sure.
No, you come at me.
When Chris Johnson run past him on Sunday, I'm just trying to make sure he's all right.
You know you're
going
to bump your head.
Sunday at 1 o'clock at Heinz Field.
Hey,
Miss Lavina, don't you love it? You gotta love it, man. That's the first review, man. It goes down.
You know, goodness, my Chris Johnson. Look at him play Chris Johnson.
I can't do it, man.
Chris
I love y'all,
Johnson,
man.
Please.
Like Kung Fu, man. It's like, you know, we go back like Rocket Chance, my man, and the whole nine. But hey, I can't do it, man. I see Cincinnati, man.
You might believe the AFC North. You might believe Tampa's gonna win it all. I ain't mad.
No, Tampa Bay not making the playoffs.
I can't force you to
My
be right.
My quarterback stinks.
Mayor, I can't force you to be right. I'm trying to pull you over to the winning side.
I can't force you to be right. But yeah, man, we having some fun, man. I like to get at the Steelers, man.
Steelers,
I know because I know Sleek
going
to let me know what
it is.
But
little
talk, man,
relevant.
I just like Cincinnati,
we always
man.
Relevant.
Man.
We always relevant. We look at other teams, and when they come and say something about our team, we look at them and they baggage carriage, still carrying bags.
I know. Yes, I know. Right.
I'm up here talking no trash.
But again, like we said, it's a new season. You know what I'm saying? We take the wraps off the new season. You know, you can always look at those six. Six Super Bowl rings you got, and with the Windex to clean off the window and all that. That was yesterday.
On our way to seven.
That was yesterday. You can always look at old pictures of Mean Joe Green and Terry Hanratty and
Chuck
Noll. You know what I mean?
Don't even go there. Your ring is old, bro. We relevant. Every decade, we relevant, bro. Don't even go there.
Every
relevant.
I tried to tell you.
9, 11, and 13.
And Malcolm, we tried to tell him last year, man, this is
you
a portent of things
nothing.
To come. I'm
you
trying to tell you.
You ain't got nothing to tell me nothing.
Okay, Terry Bradshaw is not walking through that door.
Oh, please.
Yeah, Terry Bradshaw didn't just lose to Aaron Rodgers. We was just there, Playboy. When was the last time you were?
I love it. You got it on
yesterday.
You
don't do it to me,
Slate.
Slate, don't do it to me. The last time we was at the Super Bowl, we won.
Yeah, that's all right.
We're undefeated in the Super Bowl. I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there, but we are undefeated in the Super Bowl.
And you're still 5 behind being undefeated in the Super Bowl. What's your point?
Slate, you know what? We would have played y'all in 79, man, but we got joked by the Rams jerked us, man.
Listen,
and I'm glad. Because you know what? It would have been like the Steelers 55 and Tampa Bay 3, and I wouldn't have been able to live that down. So I'm glad we didn't go to that Super Bowl.
Those to me were the all time greatest uniforms ever when y'all had that
yes,
fucking
sir.
Day on
yes.
your helmet.
Yes, yes.
With the creamsicle joints, the orange joints.
Yeah, man, with Leroy Selman in them,
Leroy
I used to
Selman.
Love that uniform. Ricky
yeah.
Bell, all of them cats, man. I used to love that uniform.
Yeah, man. Doug Williams, Steve Jones, and all that, man. The little pirate
joint y'all got on the now, y'all can keep that, man. That's kind
James
of
James Wilder. Hey, you remember when you had James Wilder?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. I remember we had James Wilder.
Speaking of James Wilder, you know his son playing for Florida State.
Is that right?
Yes. He was in the backfield last night.
That's what it is.
Yeah, he's high, too. He's pretty good.
That's
good.
What it is. So yeah, man. So we gonna get on this game right now, man. When we gonna pick these games right now? Who we got? We got Malcolm still with us. We got Ziggy still with us.
Yep.
We got Kia Slate is in the building. So we gonna pick three games for this week. The first game that we gonna pick is Baltimore and Denver, Thursday night. I'm thinking that Denver has a point to prove. They're gonna try to come out the gate real hot and real strong. The last memory that the Broncos fans have is Jacoby Jones taking a Super Bowl in the end zone with them when Flacco made that that long pass. I think that revenge is definitely gonna be in their mind. So I'm taking Denver in the first game of the season. Slate, what you think, man?
I'm thinking the same thing, Mayor. It's very hard for me. My gene pool got something ill with that going for Baltimore Ravens thing, but I gotta go with Denver, man. For real.
Okay, Slate says Denver. Kia, what you think?
Well, I ain't going with them rat birds. I'm going with the Broncos.
All right. What was I thinking?
You know, Maggie, you don't put me down for the Broncos.
No doubt. Malcolm, what it looks like, man?
Broncos, smartest quarterback in the game, man.
All right, Malcolm got the Broncos.
Smartest quarterback
Ziggy,
in the game.
Ziggy, what you think?
It's a flush.
Okay, Ziggy makes it a straight run. Okay, hold on. We got a new caller on the line. Hold on 1 second. Let's see what we got in the building. We got Dan's in the building. What's good, my dude?
Yo,
welcome to the Bigger Show. What's happening?
What's going on? Sorry for the late night run, but I had to come on my way to work right now. What's going on, everybody?
Listen, that's what it is. We in the middle of this NFC conversation right now, and I'm glad you called when you called so we can get your opinion on how the NFC is going to shake out. We get you right quick. And, we'll get your opinion right here. How you see the NFC shaking out, my dude?
A battle. It's going to be blood because it's just rough on every – I think every division is rough. I think every division is going to have a battle to see because it's like there's so much competition in the NFC. It's harder to pick one team because, look, I can even say my team, but then again, you got San Francisco in my division. You got Arizona coming up. You got St. Louis. You still got Green Bay. You got the Giants, you got the Cowboys, you got the Crocs, and you got a lot of people that's coming in the division that's tough.
Remind everybody who you're a fan of.
We already
I'm
know.
I'm sorry.
Nah, just for the people that the new callers and the listeners, remind everybody who's your team.
Oh, I'm 100% diehard Seattle Seahawks. I'm a diehard Seahawks fan. Probably the only one in New York City was a Seahawks fan.
Yeah, you are the only one.
hard to find over here because you over here is nothing but Giants and Jets.
Yeah, and Steelers fans and all of that.
Yeah, it's Cowboys. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, you got Cowboys fans too, but.
Why you sound so down, Mayor?
Because I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan. I just had a flashback about the creamsicle uniforms and Jimmy Giles and all that. But, So Diz, man, who you liking? We was getting around to the part of the show where we picked the games. We're doing the first picks of the season. We're up to Denver and Baltimore. Who you liking that game?
That's in Denver, right?
Yeah, it's in Denver.
Denver. Yeah, I think Denver's going to avenge that playoff loss.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to be a blowout, but I think they're going to avenge that playoff loss.
Okay. The second game that we're going to pick is Sunday, Atlanta Falcons and the New Orleans Saints. That game is going to be played in the Superdome at 1 o'clock on Sunday. So Kia, what are you thinking about? What are you thinking about that game, Atlanta and New Orleans?
I'm running
with the Saints. Okay, Kia's running with the Saints. Slate, who you got?
Give me the Falcons.
Slate will take the Falcons. Diz, what it look like?
Give me the Saints in that game.
Ziggy, what it look like?
Saints.
Malcolm, who you got?
Saints. I like Drew Brees. I love Drew Brees, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm gonna you know that game is gonna be a good game. You know the crowd is gonna be hyped. The return of Sean Payton. You know Atlanta on the road, division game. It's gonna be crazy in the Superdome. I'm thinking that Atlanta might not be ready for what New Orleans is going to give them. I'm having to flashback back to the game after Katrina when they opened up the stadium, how hype it was in the dome.
Monday night.
Yeah, that Monday night game. So I'm gonna roll with the Saints in that game. Falcons Saints on Sunday. I'm gonna roll with the Saints just because of the home field factor for New Orleans. The third game that we're gonna do is the Sunday night game. the New York Giants at the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday night. Kia, what's your opinion on that game?
I'm going with the boy. I hope they knock him straight head off.
Malcolm, what it look like? I know what you're going to say. What it look like?
I'm going Cowboys all the way. Cowboys
Malcolm,
all the way.
Malcolm, that's the star in the helmet. That's what it is. Ziggy, what
Malcolm
it look like?
Better pick the Cowboys.
My Chris Berman voice, the G-Man.
Ziggy said the G-Man. Diz, who you like?
I got Cowboys in that game.
Slate, what's happening?
Where they playing at?
They played in Dallas.
Oh, it's a rap, G-Man.
I'm gonna take Dallas in that game. And Diz, I don't know if you was listening, you came on late. I picked the Dallas Cowboys to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl.
Hell no!
I'm sorry, Diz. Slate told me I was out of my mind.
No.
Slate told me I was out of my mind.
Can I ask a request?
He said I need to go see somebody.
Can I ask
Diz,
a request?
Diz want to cuss me out.
Mayor, can
he
I ask a request?
He said, hell no.
He let it marinate for like 2.5 milliseconds, and he was like, hell no.
Mayor.
Yes, sir.
Mayor, can I ask a request?
Yes, sir.
Can you pick some more games besides three?
We usually, because I'm doing three more, I'm doing three college games too. I'm doing three NFL games, I'm doing three college games. That's how we do it. And as a request to Mr. Ziggy, what game would you like us to pick, sir?
You can just pick any game.
Okay, so Ziggy, okay, we're going to pick any game from week one. Green Bay and San Francisco.
Who first?
That's
San Francisco.
All right, Ziggy said San Francisco. Who you got, Kia?
I'm going with Packers. I hope they knock.
All right, Kia said the Packers. Diz, who you got?
I'm hoping it's the Packers, because you know I can't stand San Fran.
So anybody that beats somebody else in your division, right?
Exactly.
That's what it is with Diz.
Malcolm, what it looks like?
Green Bay. Slate, who you got? Slate, you still with us? All right, Slate must not be in the building. Am I missing anybody?
The question.
Green Bay, San Francisco.
Green Bay, San Francisco. Oh.
Uh huh. In San Fran.
San Fran.
Okay, gotcha. I'm gonna take San Francisco because I'm not really got my trust in Green Bay and my feeling about Green Bay being really one of them teams is not kind of like really wavering. And I think San Francisco is gonna, you know, do what they got to do. Anquan Boldin's gonna come up big in that game, and I like that combination already, Kaepernick to Anquan Boldin. So we're gonna slide it back to on the college side right quick. We're gonna pick three games in college football that's gonna go down this weekend. The first game you already know, Slate, my Miami Hurricanes against the hosting the Florida Florida Gators on Saturday at 12:00. I got
Y'all
Miami.
Y'all playing that early?
Yeah, they're gonna send Florida back to Tallahassee early. So I got my Hurricanes. Who you like, Slate?
I gotta go with Florida, play boy.
Oh, that's all right, man. Still my man, 50 grand and all that.
I'm saying it's like this though. If y'all do win, I'm riding out with y'all for the rest of the joint.
Duke Johnson, baby. Duke Johnson for the Heisman.
Yeah,
And then with my quarterback, Stephen Morris, my quarterback, baby. Come on now, Hurricanes all day. Diz, who you got, man? Miami or Florida? Who you got?
They play Florida State, right?
They play in Miami.
I'm saying it's a game, right?
Huh?
No, what's the game you're saying? I'm saying, what is the game?
Florida against Miami.
Okay.
In Miami.
Hmm.
Who you got?
I guess I
gotta
go with Miami in this one.
Guess you gotta go with Miami. Don't do the Hurricanes no favors. Don't worry about that.
Don't do the Hurricanes no favors now.
We good money. We all right. We good money. Who you got?
Funny.
Ziggy, who you got, man?
I'm rolling with the U.
The U, baby. That's what it is. Diz, who you got?
Miami versus Florida.
Yes, sir.
I got Florida on that one.
You're still my man. Nah, it's the Gators. Malcolm, who you got now?
Hurricanes.
Hurricanes all day. That's what it is. I like that.
Fun question, Chris.
All day.
Last year,
right,
pick. Did you tally up anybody's last year pick?
Huh?
Wait a minute. They put. I'm sorry.
Last
they
year pick. Because I was on the field a couple of weeks.
I don't understand. What'd you say?
I said, did you tally up last year's picks? Because I was on the field.
Nah, man. I'll probably get around to that, man. I got to get around to it. But what did you give us take here?
Wait a minute. They're playing, what's the name of the quarterback? The quarterback that's a rookie that played Monday night.
James's? Florida State? What about him?
Is that who the Hurricanes? Is that who Miami's playing?
No, we play the Florida Gators.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
Yeah, yeah. We play the Gators. We're not playing. Winston. James is Winston. We're not playing them.
Okay. All right.
I don't think we see them this season. Thank everything that's good. I don't think we see Florida State this year.
Who said they were undefeated from last year? Who just said that?
Who cares about last year? We talk about this year.
No, I'm talking about who said that. I'm asking a question. Who said that they was undefeated last year in the football?
I don't know. I think Malcolm said that.
I said a couple of weeks I was undefeated.
Oh, please, Malcolm. That's all I wanted to say. Oh, please, Malcolm.
Yeah, I knew shit. That's all she wanted to say. It's all good. Feel better? All right, the second game that we're going to pick, college game, 4:30, taking place between the hedges. Number 6, South Carolina. Number 11, Georgia Bulldogs. This,
ooh,
who you got?
It's gonna be good. Ooh. Ooh, yeah. I'm going to Gamecocks, Carolina.
Key is going with the Gamecocks. Dez, who you got?
I got South Carolina. That injury on that wide receiver for Georgia, big.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gonna touch on that in a hot second. Malcolm, who you got?
I got Gamecocks all the way, man.
All right. Ziggy, who you got?
South Carolina.
It's going to be sweet. My man, who you got, Georgia, South Carolina?
Well, you know I got to go opposite of everybody else, so...
Yeah, I know. You do.
Let me think outside the box, Georgia.
I hear you. In the last game, I'm rocking with South Carolina in this game. I just think that the Davion Clowney is going to do some things, you know what I mean? And it's a big game, and I hope Aaron Murray's not scared. That's all I'm going to say, because remember Jadeveon Clowney was like, all the quarterbacks are scared of him. I just hope Aaron Murray's not scared. The last game that we're going to touch on, the Big House, Saturday night, 8 o'clock, Notre Dame and Michigan. Slate already put his bid in for Michigan.
How you doing, man?
And Ziggy, you put your bid in for Michigan, right?
Da, 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 da,
there you go.
Da, da, da,
Diz, who you got? Michigan and Notre Dame. Kia, who you got? Michigan and Notre Dame.
I'm going Notre Dame.
All right. Malcolm, who you got? Michigan and Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Yay, Malcolm.
Notre Dame. And Diz, I don't know if you got Notre Dame or Michigan. I might just have to.
Notre Dame.
No doubt.
Notre
Dame. Got Notre
Dame.
That's what it is. I'm going to go with, I mean, earlier in the show, Slate and Ziggy was giving me some very crucial information that I really use, and I think I'm going to rock with Michigan. I'm going to trust them. I'm going to trust their judgment, and I'm going to rock with Michigan on Saturday, 8 o'clock in the Big House. We got Angie in the building, right on time, not a moment too soon. Angie, welcome to the biggest show, right on time, 9:48. What's going on? Yes, applaud that. She's right on time. What's happening?
Don't sue me. I was not school shopping and anything, I intended to call you earlier, you know.
It's all good.
You know you're my man in the whole 50 grand.
Yeah, you know.
So
what's good with you?
Shout out to my Dallas Cowboys this Sunday.
Shout out to the Cowboys. I hear you. Shout out to the Cowboys. I while you was in aisle 14 looking for some notebooks and trapper keepers, I picked the Dallas Cowboys to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So you might want to say something to that or not or whatever. But I think I like the Cowboys.
They look really good this year to me, too.
I think that maybe this might be the year where they surprise some people. And, you know, people, they told me that I need to be get my cholesterol checked and my eyeballs checked. And that I didn't know what was going on. And my man Slate said he didn't want to talk to me no more. And he said, you must be out your mind. And I don't run real crazy, folks.
But I just think
you
the Cowboys got something popping, and I think
they can't be mad.
Yeah,
Tony Romo's gonna pay that investment back.
You was
I think
definitely
that Tony
in
Romo's
the left field
do his
Raptors
thing.
Tonight, Mayor. You was in left field today, but it's okay. I still love you though.
That's what it is. But
I missed the first show. What did Slate tell you about Michigan? What were you talking about Michigan?
I'm just saying I didn't like the way that Notre Dame coach tried to play him. Oh, the series is nothing. I'm saying if you don't know nothing about college, you heard of Michigan-Notre Dame playing for years. So I'm just saying I hope Michigan give them the business.
Yeah, how Brian Kelly was trying to downplay the Michigan-Notre Dame rivalry.
He changed his tune, though. He changed his tune later on.
Because
the thing about it is, he know the rivalry. He was here 16 years. He know what's going on. He was up by the coach. He was up by the Lloyd Carr. So he knows the business.
But for people to come up with their own reasonings for why, you know, he said what he said or whatever, and I think Slate hit it. He was like, maybe you know he was saying that. But he knows what the deal is. You know what I'm saying? So basically, maybe he doesn't think people that think that Notre Dame is not as good as they were. But they were in the championship game last year. They got blown. Okay,
hey.
They were in the championship game last year. So you can't take nothing away from them. Michigan is never out of it. You know, they're just maybe not as good as, you know, you expect them to be. But, again, you know, you're not going to go into the big house and think, like you said earlier, and think that, you know, Michigan is going to let you walk all over them. That's not going to happen. But, you know, Notre Dame,
hey,
they was a laughing stock. They've been a laughing stock in recent times, too, now. Don't get it twisted. It ain't like they won 11 games every year the last 10 years. That's not the truth.
I agree that if they come up in there and they get a win up in there, then that just silenced everything that was said or mentioned.
Right. But it's like a crossroads
Mayor,
game, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mayor.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Last year we had 5 turnovers inside the 20-yard line.
Right.
And, I mean, goodness, we was there.
Is this with Denard or the other kids?
With Denard.
Okay. Right.
Okay. Gardner's more grounded. We got an offense now, and Gardner can run. Don't give me. He's a better passer than Shoelace. I mean, when he stops, he you can actually go to a conventional offense, and he don't mind breaking containment. So
right.
We ain't got no problem trying.
But I mean,
to make
as far as if Brady Hoke can trust him, and he feels like he's comfortable with him in the offense, it's not like they're playing Alabama.
Gotta trust
him. You know what I'm saying? So
let him do his thing. We played Ohio State last year in the horseshoe.
Right.
And the thing about it was, we was moving the ball. We was actually leading in that game.
Uh-huh.
We were moving the ball. But all of a sudden, Hope got in his mind that he wanted to. He went to a play where he switched Denard. He switched on second down after Denard Robinson. Denard Robinson came into the game on second down. He kept switching them back and forth, 2 or 3 plays, rotating them. He didn't ever have faith in Devin Gardner at the time.
Right.
I mean, so Devin Gardner was like, okay, do I got to look over my shoulder?
Well,
so now it's his squad now. He knows.
Right,
what, you
right.
Know,
he don't have that problem no more. But
I think that
running back, what's up with that running back y'all got? Is he going to play?
Yeah, he's going to play.
Okay. So, I mean, again, it's going to be a good game. That's why they put it on 8 o'clock so everybody can see what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, again, man, you know, Michigan, if they're going to step up to the plate, this is a situation that they would want to do that under the lights against, you know, the Golden Domers and all of that. And
second
we'll
time in the big house under the lights.
But I'm not really concerned about Michigan and Notre Dame. I'm worried about the Florida Gators and my Miami Hurricanes. Hey, that rhymes. You know what I'm saying? I just think that my Miami Hurricanes going to make some noise, man, and we might have a little BCS situation in our future. You know what I mean? And that's just high hopes of my team. We unranked right now. Well, that's okay. That's okay. Duke for the Heisman,
so,
baby.
Hey, so was
Duke
Auburn when
Heisman,
they ran
baby,
it.
All day.
So was Auburn. Auburn was unranked when Cam Newton and them made that run.
Yeah.
When they first started off, they had to be four teams just to crack the top 25.
Yeah, but I mean, my team has a history, so I'm not worried. I just want us to win 10 games. If we can win 10 games, make a nice bowl, I'm happy.
You saw the Oklahoma game?
Huh?
The Oklahoma game. Did you see that game?
The Oklahoma game? From last week?
Yeah.
What about it?
How did you think they look?
That's late.
Hey, Chris.
That's his team.
Oh, I did not say it was Oklahoma.
That's
oh, yeah,
team, Oklahoma.
Long.
How they look, Clint? They look, they blank. What's the name? They look good out there.
Yeah, they look good.
But,
for, I mean,
you know,
for,
I can't tell because we played a.
They played they played University of Louisiana of Monroe. That's one of Monroe College cousins.
Yeah, word.
You
Kia, for real,
but
I
they look
go
good,
off of that.
Right?
But when we play teams like in the ACC, they be giving us the business. I'll be embarrassed and everything like for the night.
Boy,
hey, listen,
they gave y'all the business on the trick play.
Listen, we have to party the show, man, where we do a little round table, everybody speak their mind before we get out of here. Key, I'm going to let you set it off. We got 5 minutes left, so speak your mind.
Steelers going to win the Super Bowl. That's my mind.
We can just videotape that and just put that on
Did
for the rest
of
the year. She said the Steelers going to win the Super Bowl. That's her word, and that's her story, and she's sticking to it. Slate, what's good before we get out of here, yo?
I'm riding in the coupe with Kia off of what she said. You know it.
Exactly.
Riding in the coupe with Kia.
Exactly.
They riding straight to 8-8, but this all good.
Yeah,
what's good? What's good, yo, before we get out of here?
No.
Diz. Hey, Ziggy, what's good before we get out of here, man?
Opening season. We're getting down to football, NFL, and this is all about grown men playing now. And everybody, good luck on their fantasy league.
No doubt. Ziggy, right quick, over under for the Lions. I got them at 8. What's the over under?
I got them at a push.
Push for 8-8? Okay, I got you. Diz, you still with us? Malcolm, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Let me get one word for you, man, before we get out of here for the week.
Hey, I'm going to say go Cowboys. Everybody have a blessed week, no doubt. I'll catch y'all later. See you next Tuesday night.
That's what it is, my dude. Ed, you still with us?
Yes, man, I'm still here.
All right, let me get one word before we get out of here.
Dallas Cowboys, baby. We'll see y'all.
That's two words, but it's all good. It's all good. Listen, another week that went by. I hope I didn't forget nobody. Diz, man, you in the building, man. I know you're doing your thing. I know you're in the building, my dude. Another week went by. Now it's about to get real in the field, man. It's about to get real interesting or after further review because it's football talk, and the football talk gets real kind of crazy. So, if you got, kids or, older people in the room or whatever, kind of, divert their attention. Have them play some shoots of dice or something. Because it really goes down after further review, man, on Tuesday nights, man. We get real, real into it. Shout out to all the fans, man. Shout out to all the listeners, man. Shout out to everybody that called in and checked in with me tonight, man. My man Slate, you know what it is. My man Ziggy. Malcolm, we go back like rocking chairs. That's my dude. Angie, thanks for checking in right on time. Not a moment too soon. Kia, I got you. No doubt. Everybody else that checked in, man. It is what it is. Another week, man. Hopefully next week we'll be talking about some better things with the Yankees. They're 2.5 games back in the wild card, man. We do our thing, man, here every Tuesday after further review, man, GQ Palace Radio. Shout-out to the Divas, man. They're doing their thing tomorrow night, man. I think they got a very special show cooked up for everybody next week, but that's the thing they're going to tell you all about. Shout-out to the Belvins, man. They do their thing on Thursdays, man. Salute. My man Rich, man, you know what it is, my dude, big homie on Fridays doing his thing, and then we get back to Miss Lavina on Sundays, you know what I mean? Mondays is the true school, old school rocking, you know what I mean? I hope I get a chance to host that show again in the near future. Hint, hint, Miss Lavina. Until we get back here again, man, it's Tuesday, man, 8 o'clock, you know the run-ins, man, 8 to 10 p.m. After further review, GQ Palace Radio. Check me out every morning, man, after further review. I put it down, man, true school, wild style. Shout out to the Hollow Massive, my man Slate in the building. It goes down. Ziggy, I see you. Kia, I see you. Everything is everything. You got the mayor in the building, man. GQ Palace Radio. Next week, we're going to get into a little fight conversation. We're going to get closer to the Mayweather fight, and hopefully we'll get into some more spirited conversation about that. But until then, man, this is the mayor, man. GQ Palace after further review. Everybody, respect yourself. Peace.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on the pros. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, a click. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. But when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.